Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay.
Yep.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo, where we're always talking about something current. We're talking about things that affect your life and always looking to improve things around us, which will improve your life as well. So we're just so grateful to have everybody with us this morning and every morning here on Senior Radio at 11 o'clock on Saturday and also on Aging Gracefully at 6:30 on Sunday morning. Yeah. All right. This morning, if you got kids, you got grandkids most likely. And you know, with summer around the corner, they're probably going to be looking for summer jobs, right? I mean, everybody wants a good summer job. The pay is pretty good and it keeps the kids busy. However, you have to, as grandparents, as parents, we have to be on the lookout to always safeguard our kids. And in speaking of that, we welcome Lindy Korn to the show this morning. Lindy from the Law Office of Lindy Korn, 856-5676, about workplace discrimination, sexual discrimination. And there just happens to be a current lawsuit where a Chipotle manager, okay, manager of the Chipotle chain, sexually assaulted workers. And of course, these are young 17-year-olds, in this case, a female employee and several other young female employees who said they experienced ongoing sexual harassment at a location in Washington State. But they said the suit alleged that the store did nothing to stop the misconduct in violation of the Civil Rights Act. So let's talk to Lindy Korn about this morning because, you know, Lindy, good morning, first of all. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
I think in all of our years that go by, haven't we all had a job where you kind of thought the manager was sweet on us and, you know what I mean, it make you feel a little creepy?
Well, I think it's because actually sex drives the intellect goes away, but the interest is very strong, and people have frustrations in their life, and you know they play it out when they're at work.
It's an old story.
But this case is important to discuss because teen workers comprise a large segment of the workforce in fast food industry, and you know whether it's a summer job or a job after school. You know, it's the first job outside of the protection of a family structure. And so people are testing boundaries. People are manipulating each other. Young people, you know, are really easy targets.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I thought it would be good for us to talk to our audience today. And so here at this Chipotle chain restaurant, the EEOC filed the lawsuit, and this is March 2022, on behalf of the 17-year-old female employee and several other young female employees who said they were experienced ongoing sexual harassment. And as you mentioned, the employer did nothing to stop it. And what's really also complicating all of this, think about this, if you are bothered and you're young and you like the money from the job, How hard is it to complain? You know, that's something that takes, you know, a lot of gumption,
yep,
a lot of confidence, and there's so much fear about things when you don't understand them and it's your first job. So teens keep quiet, and that's a real problem.
Yeah, I'm really proud of these young ladies for stepping forward because, like I say, back in my day, you just kind of went around people like that and tried not to, you know, let them know you were there, and you just put up with it, you know. But In this case, let me tell everybody what else happened. First of all, she was she had already complained to management that this guy was making her uncomfortable. Over the next 3 months, the same manager sexually harassed three other underage female employees, commenting on their bodies, soliciting them for sex, and cornering them in the walk-in freezer and refusing to let them leave. Also, another male crew worker who had been transferred to that store made sexual comments about several of the female workers and called them unwelcome names like sweetheart and baby girl. Two of the female employees went back to the general manager about the crew member, but nothing was done. The crew member aggressively confronted the two workers, you know, about their harassment complaint and touched them inappropriately while doing so. So there's one reason why, you know, these people would be reticent to go and complain, because here's a guy who's coming back and you know, after he's been spoken to, and now the retaliation, you know, he's touching them now and making the situation worse. Those two workers quit their jobs because they feared for their safety. So, you know, it's like you say, this is 2022, and this actually has to be brought to court. You'd think that a big chain like Chipotle would get to the bottom of that right away.
Well, the thing is that you know, people's desires are creating tremendous risk, and to spend profits on lawsuits versus, you know, improving the business is just not good business.
No.
But here, they have not trained their upper management well, if you want to say, because a female service manager did alert the store's general manager to the male manager's conduct, and said that he was pursuing a relationship with underage employees. And instead of conducting an investigation, which is a no-brainer, every policy will tell you that's what has to happen, instead, the general manager told the 17-year-old worker that she could be fired for having an inappropriate relationship with the manager. And the general manager told her that other female employees had already asked not to be scheduled with him because he made them feel uncomfortable. So this is a very liability is going to be strong in favor of these females, because they had noticed the female manager did do the right thing. And then the general manager, who must have been protecting the male manager, basically flipped it and said, yep, you know, your worst fear is correct. You're the one who's doing something wrong, and you could be fired, and you may well be fired. So, you see, it's management at its worst.
Absolutely. I even had, you know what, this recalls an incident when I was working for a company. I wasn't in broadcasting at the time. I was in broadcasting part-time, but not full-time. But I had a full-time job, and there's a guy on the job. I was in it was a central office telephone installation job, believe it or not. And it was a big company in Western New York, and there was a guy making me feel uncomfortable on the job. And I went to our you know, supervisor, and he said the same thing to me. He says, you know, just so you know, if you have problems with this guy, we could transfer you out of town. Or, you know, be careful, because you could be fired for this kind of thing. It was like, it was totally turned on me.
Yeah, well, when you hear the word inappropriate and you're young, and someone, it's your first job.
Right.
Or one of your first jobs. And someone's telling you you're being inappropriate, even though you're the one who's complaining about something horrific, like, you know, inappropriate boundaries and touchings and things that are assaults. The thing is, you're confused, and then you get scared. And once they get you into that fear zone, you're dispensable.
Amazing. It's
and in
amazing.
Fact, in this case, the two workers quit their jobs because they feared for their safety. So they actually, you know, were smart about the fact that it wasn't going well, and maybe they were confused, but they wanted it to stop. And since no one was stopping it, they controlled it by quitting.
You know, Lindy, it occurs to me that you may be seeing more and more of these cases coming to court, because these types of jobs, which may have started out as summer jobs for teens, because of what they're paying per hour to get people in, you're going to find more and more people who are using these jobs basically as career jobs. And they don't want to be fired for stupid reasons like this, or be pushed out from a bad manager. So this is really going to, I think, maybe shake up those industries where people didn't hang on to those jobs for very long. They were summer jobs, this and that. Because now, like I say, with what they're paying, you may have people saying, you're not going to push me out of this job.
Well, the thing is, you know, in this particular lawsuit, the teen worker segment, which is very large, is probably most vulnerable. However, you make a very good point, because we're all vulnerable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose, you know, you might, after so many jobs, learn, like you have learned and I have learned and other people who have lived so many years have learned. But the vulnerability of the young workers, you know, and also there are harassers who are addicted to youth. Like if you're over 22, you're old.
Right.
Because it's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy. They're easy targets because they don't have experience. And then what's worse is when management does nothing about it except to blame and shame you. And, you know, the worst part about it is even for these two that quit, they actually have shame about, I mean, you know, it's not clear to them what exactly did happen.
Yeah.
And it makes them a little shaky when they go into their next job.
Certainly.
That's a real shame.
I mean, you know, they go to their next job and the at the application, they say, why did you leave your last job? And you're like, well, I mean, and you don't even want to say that, because now you don't, you're thinking, I had such a bad experience at this job. Is this person going to judge me just by me saying that and think that I'm a bad risk for this job?
Yes. And what does it tell them about managers?
Mm-hmm.
That managers will back up people like them versus protecting workers. And if they get training, which they will, because sexual harassment training is mandatory, then they're not going to understand why the policy basically was a fiction.
You know what? If you have, you know, keep an eye on the grandkids. Talk to them about their summer jobs, about what's going on at the job. Ask them about their experiences with management and see if you can draw them out on this, because they need maybe somebody to talk to so they feel confident in their gut feelings. And Lindy Korn would be your next call, 716-856-5676. That's the law office of Lindy Korn. Lindy has been at this a long time. She is really the expert when it comes to workplace discrimination, sex, race, religion, pregnancy, etc., any kind of discrimination here in Western New York. And we are so graced to have her on certain Saturday mornings to talk about these cases. And remember, this is a current case that's going on. This wasn't stuff that just happened 40 years ago. This is happening now, and that's why you need Lindy Korn in your corner. 856-5676, the law office of Lindy Korn. All right, Lindy, there's number one.
I think that was a good one, don't
yeah,
you?
That was a real good one. Yeah, because yeah. Everybody can remember when they got kind of looked at by a creepy guy at work. And
yeah.
you had to learn how to handle it, because you knew you were the only one who was going to.
And maybe it made you look for sex at work if you liked it. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Okay, this next one is a suit resolved by a fired paralegal who sued the global firm claiming discrimination and harassment, she said, included being threatened with a toy gun. Oh, my. Yeah. What is?
So, I mean, the Jones Day is a very large law firm.
Right.
As they said, it's like, you know. So I wanted to talk about, you know, how it's the shoemaker's son.
Right.
About the shoe. You know what I mean? It's not a good commentary on the law firm, but we need to be talking about all different kinds of workplaces.
Okay. All right, let's do this one. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm going to back up and ask you.
How long is this?
This
one?
Is nine. Okay. I'm going to ask you what Jones Day is, so people who are not aware of this company don't know what this
okay.
does. Okay. Let me start up again. Here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome in. Linda Pellegrino with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo, always with really the most interesting talk about things that are happening in our world that we can do something about. A lot of times you feel like you're powerless with certain things. Well, let me tell you, when it comes to discrimination in the workplace, you are not powerless. We're speaking with Lindy Korn this morning, Law Office of Lindy Korn, right here in Buffalo, 716-856-5676. And she brings us very current cases that are happening right now. and how it's being handled and what the issues are. In case you find yourself in a situation that's very similar, you know that there is help and it's available right here in Buffalo. Good morning, Lindy. Nice to have you with us.
Always nice to be with you, Linda.
Thank you for taking time out of your very, very busy life to talk about this case about a paralegal and the company that they worked for, Jones Day. All right. Now, for those who are not familiar with this big company, Jones Day, what is this company, Lindy?
Yeah, Jones Day is a law firm, and they are global in scope. And their office is all over the country, and they're one of the largest and oldest law firms. And so they fired a paralegal who sued them for discrimination and harassment. And this matter that we're speaking of was reported March 10th, 2022.
Oh, my goodness.
And the interesting piece is that that they did settle the matter. It's interesting to talk about it because just like the shoemaker's son or daughter who has no shoes, you know, lawyers have to reflect. They are workplaces, and you know, there is no place that is immune from I think bias and harassment of many types, including sexual harassment. So this case is a law firm, but it's a very large law firm.
Like you say, the shoemaker's this kid. This is a law firm. They should know about these things, and they're right at the top of the list, belittling this woman and telling her she was called stupid, dumb, slow. Somebody this person had yelled, "Why do we have brainless people working here?" Amazing, just amazing.
Well, the other thing is, you know, we talk about harassment. And we talk about its power and the abuse of power. So the power differential is always something you want to, like, be aware of. And here you had a paralegal in a large law firm, with lawyers and managing partners. And so, you know, there's a power differential just by the facts and the title, the Jones Day, this global law firm, that it fired Judy Thomas, a Haitian-born paralegal who worked at the firm's Boston, Massachusetts office from July 2016 to February 2018. And they said they fired her because she lied to a partner and she was subpar. That was, you know, that was their story. In her complaint, she said she was actually fired in retaliation for complaining about harassment and belittling behavior that she endured from partners in her group. And she said that one partner threatened her with a wooden toy gun that he kept in his desk, knowing that she had a fear of guns. That allegation was denied, but that was part of her complaint. And she also said she was either berated for costing the firm money or told to underbill and not to charge extra time to the client and to just find a way to get work done without billing clients and not to let anyone know that she wasn't billing the extra hours. So, you know, she was being set up for some kind of failure, it seems to me. But she said the firm's white support staff did not have the same trouble when it came to approvals for overtime. She was called stupid, dumb, and slow, and asked rhetorically, why do we have brainless people working here? So
amazing.
There's a myriad of issues that she brought forth in her complaint. They have answers. Of course, they are always going to have a defense. But the fact that it settled meant that the reputational piece for the law firm was something they didn't want exposed any further.
But Jones Day was also playing games because they know how the law works. Because after this case was removed to federal court, the suit sat unanswered until a court clerk emailed Jones Day counsel about the lack of response to the complaint. Well, the firm told the clerk that Jones Day hadn't been served and responded to a subsequent email from counsel that removal didn't mean the firm had been served. So basically, they're playing games, you know, and they're costing time. They're saying, oh, well, you know, we didn't do this. Well, okay, we'll do this now. And the problem with that, Lindy, is that while you are, this is a very important case to this person, and she's not rich. She's paying her attorney. Sometimes these big firms, they're just delaying things. You know, they're saying, oh, well, we need another, you know, extension, this and that. And this is something they can absorb because it's a big firm, but she can't. And I think that stinks when firms do this.
Well, again, I think, who knows what happened with the service, but the point of the matter is, I think a well-run operation of any business, including a law firm, that has a problem should be acting immediately to try to resolve it, because you only are as good as your reputation.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the fact that it got lost in the cloud, so to speak, you know, is troubling and kind of suspicious. But the point here is that the plaintiff here, the Haitian-born paralegal, obviously felt there was a racial bias because she was treated differently than Caucasian paralegals. And it's really sad when, you know, we're not judging what's the truth because there was no trial, there was a settlement, but believing her allegations for the purposes of this discussion, you know, to attack someone, you know, their intelligence and, you know, intimating they have a disability and then telling her that she lied and her work was subpar, that really, really injures someone and actually makes them sick.
And also, because this really settled, there was a judge who scheduled the mediation for the parties, and mediation is something that you do as well, Lindy.
Yes.
It doesn't always end up in a courtroom.
Well, I think good cases settle, actually,
mm-hmm.
Most of the time, and it's an increasing dispute resolution process that is very important. But like in this case, you know, they didn't want to have to try to defend her allegations. You know, just the one sentence that she was called stupid, dumb, and slow. That has lots of arms and legs to it. That's very, you know, that's something that I don't think they wanted to go through, as well as the toy gun incident where they knew she had a fear. So, you know, she was really being played with emotionally.
And, you know, I wonder what happened, if anything happened, to the people who were involved in this, you know, who called her those names. I wonder if anything at all even happened to them.
Well, I can see people joking about her being scared of the toy gun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is like gaslighting someone.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it would be interesting to have a psychologist or a social worker, a therapist to... I'm sure that she was treated by somebody along the way. And, you know, psychologically, these kinds of defenses and these kinds of threats really cause anxiety and depression. And, you know, that can be a permanent condition.
It's nice to know that this paralegal took on this huge legal firm. And you know what, folks? She won because she had an attorney on her side like Lindy Korn. Lindy Korn does that here in Western New York. The law offices of Lindy Korn works with anyone who believes they have been subject of discrimination. 856-5676 is Lindy's number. And don't forget, you can hear her here on Senior Radio Buffalo at 11 o'clock on Saturdays. We love having Lindy with us. Good morning. Okay, Lindy, there's number two.
Okay, I think that's what we were going to do today, those two.
Okay, beautiful. Well, you did a great job with both of them.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.